Have you ever experienced a moment so perfectly timed that it felt like the universe was nudging you, whispering, pay attention? Maybe you were thinking about a friend when they suddenly called, or you kept seeing the same number everywhere you looked. These aren't just coincidences. They're what we call synchronicities, powerful signals from the universe that can help guide your intuition. In today's episode, we're diving into the enchanting world of synchronicity, uncovering how these magical moments can strengthen your intuition and transform your life. So if you're ready to unlock the secrets of meaningful coincidences and learn how to harness their power, stay tuned. You won't want to miss this journey into the extraordinary. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone got the universal memo to tune in. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of synchronicity and how it can supercharge your intuition. So grab your cozies and your tea, and let's start seeing repeat numbers, shall we? So what exactly is synchronicity? Well, it's a concept that was first introduced by the famous Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung back in the 1920s. Jung defined synchronicity as meaningful coincidences, events that seem to be connected but have no apparent causal relationship. Imagine you're thinking about an old friend you haven't spoken to in years, and suddenly out of the blue, they call. Or maybe you keep seeing the same number sequence everywhere you look, on license plates, clocks, receipts, everywhere. These are classic examples of synchronicity in action. But here's the kicker. Synchronicity isn't just about random coincidences. It's about finding meaning in these seemingly unrelated events. It's about recognizing patterns and connections that our logical minds might otherwise dismiss. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Come on, isn't this just confirmation bias? We're just noticing these coincidences because we're looking for them, right? And to that I say, fair enough. But here's the thing. Synchronicity goes beyond mere coincidence. It's about the subjective meaning we attach to these events and how they relate to our inner world. Think of it like this. Synchronicity is the universe's way of playing connect the dots with your life, if you will. It's like getting little nudges from the cosmos saying, hey, pay attention to this. And when we actually start paying attention, that's when the magic really happens. Let's talk about the fascinating research that's been done on synchronicity. So while it might seem like a purely metaphysical concept, there's actually some scientific backing to this phenomenon. Now, let me preface this by saying, I'm not a scientist. This is all put together based on a beginner doing research, so forgive me if I get it partially or entirely wrong in translation. First off, let's talk about quantum entanglement. So this is a principle in quantum physics where particles can be connected in a way that the state of one particle instantly influences the state of another, regardless of the distance between them. Einstein actually called this spooky action at a distance. Some researchers have suggested that synchronicity might be a macroscopic manifestation of quantum entanglement. Then there's the concept of the collective unconscious that Jung proposed. So this is the idea that there's a deeper layer of the psyche that we all share, containing archetypes and universal symbols. Some scientists have drawn parallels between this idea and the field of morphic resonance proposed by biologist Rupert Sheldrake. But here's where it gets really interesting. A study published in the Journal of Consciousness Studies found that people reported more meaningful coincidences when they were in a positive mood and feeling more connected to others. So this suggests that our state of mind might actually influence our ability to perceive and experience synchronicity. Now listen, I'm not saying this definitively proves synchronicity is real in a scientific sense, but it does show that there's some intriguing connection between our subjective experiences and objective reality that we're only beginning to understand. Let's hit pause on all this fun so I can tell you about dun-dun-dun, Mercury retrograde. Yes. Get ready to buckle up because from August 4th to August 28th, we are diving into the intriguing dance of Mercury retrograde in Virgo and Leo. If you felt like your to-do list is a never-ending scroll or your creative spark is playing hide-and-seek, listen, I got you. You can go ahead and blame it on Mercury retrograde, the cosmic trickster shaking things up in both Virgo and Leo. So when Mercury, the planet of communication and intellect, takes a backward spin, it's like the universe hit the pause button on our routine playlist. In Virgo, expect the spotlight on details, organization, and health. You might even find yourself revisiting old projects or rethinking your daily habits. It's the perfect time to declutter both your space and your mind. As Mercury glides back into Leo on the 14th of August, the energy shifts to creativity, self-expression, and passion. You might feel a tug towards unfinished creative endeavors or reconnecting with your inner child. Embrace this playful energy and let your imagination run wild. Remember, Mercury retrograde isn't here to trip you up. It's a cosmic invitation to reflect, reassess, and realign. So make sure you take a deep breath, go with the flow, and trust the process. You've got this. Make sure you follow the show on Instagram at The Media Matters for more astro insights. Now, back to the show. So before I go on, I just want to share the inspiration for this episode, which when I really think about it and look back at the timeline of things, it has been a long time in the making. Back in 2016, I started seeing a very specific set of numbers, and it seemed like these numbers came out of nowhere, but suddenly were everywhere. And when I looked at the clock, when I looked at my receipts or someone's t-shirt, those numbers were there. And I do mean they were everywhere. I researched and researched, trying to figure out the meaning behind these numbers, and I kept coming up empty. So a few months after I started seeing these numbers, I lost one of the loves of my life, my beautiful dog, Honey. She left the physical world very abruptly, and it devastated me beyond words. If you're an OG friend to the show, then you remember me talking about this and is super shocked. In any event, after more research, I started to think that maybe the numbers were associated with this specific loss, and it was the universe's way of letting me know that I had all the love and support I would need to overcome this gut-wrenching heartbreak. Well, let's fast forward to 2024. I still see these numbers pretty much every day, and I am no closer to finding a written explanation for them. I have asked my guides about the numbers, and they said I'm shown the numbers, so I know I'm never alone on my journey. I'm on the right path and exactly where I'm supposed to be. Interesting. So the biggest inspiration for this episode really came this year. When the new year started, it seems like a floodgate opened because I started seeing repeating numbers all the time. This has never been a thing for me, but suddenly out of nowhere, everywhere I looked, it was 1111, 444, 1234, 555, 777, I mean, numbers on repeat. On occasion, I'll remember to take time, you know, here and there to read up on them, and they all mean something different. And as a whole, my takeaway is that the universe is just nudging me and encouraging me to listen. And so I am. I've talked about this here and there, but the last 8 years or so have been really, really transformative. But this year in particular, really put me in a position where I had to make a sink or swim type of decision. And it's a decision that would change everything. And so I finally worked up the nerve to make this decision, and it has been rewarding in the most remarkable ways. So I will say these synchronicities didn't force my hand one way or the other. They just reminded me that I have an entire army of magical beings by my side, and they take every step with me and send me these little winks to remind me that I already have everything I need within me, and that feels incredible. So I just want to remind you that these are magical moments if you make them magical moments. And if you stop to pay attention to them, they can have so many different meanings. And the meanings really are dependent on you, how they resonate with you. If you read up on something, you do some research, and you find information that just doesn't resonate, it doesn't mean that you're getting it wrong. You just may be looking in the wrong place, and maybe it's time to look within. Now then, let's spill the real tea. How synchronicity can actually strengthen your intuition. Here's the thing. Recognizing and working with synchronicity isn't just about experiencing cool coincidences. It's really about developing a deeper connection with your intuitive self and the world around you. First off, paying attention to synchronicities helps us become more mindful and present in our daily lives. When we're on the lookout for these meaningful coincidences, we naturally become more observant of our surroundings and our inner thoughts and feelings. This heightened awareness is crucial for developing stronger intuition. Next, synchronicity often serves as a kind of confirmation of our intuitive hunches. So let's say you have a gut feeling about a decision, and then you start noticing signs that seem to confirm that feeling. This doesn't mean you should blindly follow every coincidence, but it can definitely help you trust your intuition more. Next, working with synchronicity can help us tap into what some call our inner guidance system. So as we become more attuned to these meaningful coincidences, we start to recognize patterns and symbols that are personally significant to us. This can be like developing a personal language with the universe, helping us to navigate our lives with more clarity and purpose. Synchronicity often pushes us out of our comfort zones and encourages us to take inspired action. When we experience a powerful synchronicity, it often comes with a sense of rightness or alignment that can give us the courage to make changes or take risks we might otherwise avoid. Lastly, embracing synchronicity can foster a sense of connection with something larger than ourselves. So whether you view this as a connection to the universe, a higher power, or just the interconnectedness of all things, this sense of connection can profoundly impact our intuitive abilities. Just remember that strengthening your intuition through synchronicity is a practice. It's not about waiting for big dramatic signs. It's really about cultivating an openness to the small, everyday moments of meaning and connection that are always available to us if you're willing to notice them. All right, let's get practical. How can you actually start recognizing and working with synchronicity in your daily life? I've got tips, baby. First is to keep a synchronicity journal. This is a game changer. Every day, write down any coincidences or meaningful events that you notice. And over time, I think you're going to start to see patterns emerge. Second, set an intention. Every morning, set an intention to be open to synchronicity throughout your day. This simple act of setting an intention can dramatically increase your awareness. Next, pay attention to recurring themes. If you keep encountering the same symbols, numbers, or themes, take note. This could be a very important message. Next is to trust your gut. When you experience a synchronicity, pay attention to how it makes you feel. Does it give you a sense of excitement or rightness? That's often a sign that it's meaningful. Next, take inspired action. When you notice a synchronicity that feels significant, consider what action it might be prompting you to take. Sometimes, synchronicities are invitations to step outside of your comfort zone. My next tip is to practice mindfulness. The more present and aware you are in your daily life, the more likely you are to notice synchronicities when they occur. Next is to engage in creative activities. So a lot of people report experiencing more synchronicities when they're engaged in creative pursuits. Try picking up a new hobby or returning to an old one. Next is to connect with nature. So we know spending time in nature can help quiet the mind and open us up to noticing synchronicities, among so many other things. My next tip is to be open to different interpretations. Just remember that the meaning of a synchronicity is personal. What matters is what it means to you, not what someone else thinks it should mean. My last tip is don't force it. While it's great to be open to synchronicity, trying too hard to make everything meaningful can be counterproductive. Trust that the truly significant synchronicities will make themselves known. And just remember that working with synchronicity is a practice. It's not about getting it right or experiencing earth-shattering coincidences every day. It's about cultivating a sense of openness and wonder in your daily life. Now let's address some common misconceptions about synchronicity. Because like any popular concept, there's a bit of misinformation out there. The first misconception is that everything is a sign. The reality here is that while synchronicity encourages us to be more aware of meaningful coincidences, not everything is a sign. It's about quality, not quantity. The truly meaningful synchronicities often have a sense of personal significance and timing that sets them apart. The next misconception is synchronicity is the same as causality. The reality here is that synchronicity specifically refers to meaningful coincidences that are not causally related. It's not about one event causing another, but about two or more events being meaningfully related in a way that defies normal causal explanation, if you know what I mean. Next is experiencing synchronicity means you're special or chosen. The reality here is that synchronicity is a natural phenomenon that anyone can experience. It's not about being special, it's about being open and aware. The next misconception is that synchronicity always has a clear, specific message. You know from what I just told you that this is not true. Sometimes the meaning of a synchronicity isn't immediately clear or is never clear. It might take time and reflection to understand its significance, or it might simply serve to increase our awareness our sense of wonder, and our connection, as is the case for me. The next misconception is that you need to be spiritual or religious to experience synchronicity. I think you know the answer to this. That is not true. It is really based on your openness to it and your desire to be aware. The next misconception is that synchronicity is always positive. The reality here is that it's not inherently positive or negative. They're meaningful coincidences that can relate to any aspect of our lives, including challenges or difficulties. Lastly, if you're not experiencing synchronicity, you're doing something wrong. I think you know the answer to this one too. The frequency of synchronistic experiences can vary greatly from person to person and even from time to time in an individual's life. So not experiencing obvious synchronicities doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Hopefully by clearing up some of these misconceptions, and I know we just touched on a few, but the hope here is that it can help us approach synchronicity with a more balanced and realistic perspective, which ultimately allows us to work with it more effectively in strengthening our intuition, which is a big part of the goal, right? Before we keep going, I want to remind you that we have a newsletter just for you. If you like moon magic, tips for the seasons, and all the mystical things, then head over to themediummatters.com/newsletter and sign up for our absolutely free monthly newsletter that is magically created just for you. Now, back to the show. Let's talk about how you can integrate synchronicity into your daily life to continually strengthen your intuition. First and foremost, make it a daily practice to pause and reflect. Just take a few minutes each day to consider the events of your day. Did anything stand out as particularly meaningful or coincidental? These reflections can help you start noticing patterns and connections you might otherwise miss. Next, try approaching each day with the mindset of an explorer, open to discovering new connections and meanings. This openness can make you more receptive to synchronistic experiences. Next, consider creating a synchronicity ritual. This could be as easy as starting each morning by asking the universe to show you meaningful signs throughout the day. Or you might end each day by writing down three synchronicities you notice, no matter how small. Next, practice following your intuitive hunches, even in small ways. If you feel drawn to take a different route to work, do it. If you have an urge to call an old friend, make the call. Often, these intuitive nudges can lead to synchronistic experiences. My next tip is to engage in activities that put you in a flow state. Whether it's painting, running, gardening, playing music, or meditating, these activities can help quiet the mind and open you up to more intuitive and synchronistic experiences. Remember to stay grounded. While exploring synchronicity can be exciting, it's important to maintain a balance. Use synchronicity as a tool to enhance your life and decision-making, not as a replacement for critical thinking or personal responsibility. My last tip is to be patient and kind with yourself. Developing your intuition through synchronicity is a journey, not a destination. There are definitely going to be times when synchronicities seem to be everywhere. And then there are going to be times when they're less apparent. Trust the process and enjoy the journey. And there you have it, my friend, a journey through the fascinating world of synchronicity and how it can be a powerful tool for strengthening your intuition. Remember that the universe is constantly communicating with us. Synchronicity is just one of the languages it chooses. As you go about your days and your weeks, I encourage you to stay open, stay curious, and most importantly, trust your intuition. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Make sure you send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our free newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters, reminding you to keep exploring and stay curious. See you next time.